Way too much moisture in the forecast for those of us that want to plant. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast Weekend Edition. Here's what's going on. We do not have any more than 2 days worth of dry weather in between rain events over the next 10 days. The extended 11 to 16 day forecast window is drier, as is week three, but we have to get there first with that kind of pattern still intact before we can get too super excited. Let's run through what this week is shaping up to be like. We've got moisture in over the state already here to kick off the weekend. It started last night, late yesterday afternoon. I think we do dry slot by probably midday to mid-afternoon today. By dry slot, I mean precipitation kind of tapers off and ends a little bit. This initial wave of moisture, quarter to three quarters of an inch over the state. I do look for us to see another round of moisture as we move through tomorrow and Monday. I don't think it comes right away tomorrow, so we're dry for the rest of this afternoon. We're dry for a large part of a Sunday, particularly in central and southern Indiana. Northern Indiana may see some pop-up showers for your Sunday morning. But the next frontal boundary, or the last front to try and move through, will come overnight tomorrow night through Monday. Rain totals there, quarter to three quarters of an inch, with coverage at 100% of the Hoosier State. We are dry for Tuesday. One day of dryness with clouds giving way to sunshine. Wednesday, hit and miss scattered showers are back as we start off a new month, and we see a bigger round of moisture coming on Thursday. So combined Wednesday, Thursday, I think you have to leave the door open to a quarter to one inch of rain. Coverage at 100% of the Hoosier State again. We start to go drier for Friday the 3rd, and then we get into Saturday the 4th, and we see partly sunny skies, but it's also cooler. Cool Canadian air sliding southward across the Great Lakes. That'll try and nudge into Indiana. Sunday the 5th starts with sunshine as well, but late the 5th going into the 6th, we see a significant storm complex coming out of the Great Plains again, headed towards us. Rain and thunderstorms will be anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch at least. So count up the days. The biggest stretch of dry weather that I think we can put together is going to be that Friday, Saturday, early Sunday time frame this coming week. That's 2.5 days maximum. And it's coming after we get several slugs of rain. I do not think our soil conditions are going to be ramping up very quickly to do any kind of major field work, at least on the whole in the state of Indiana. Evaporation rates is another thing. We're just not seeing super evaporation rates because we don't get a long stretch of dryness either. That 2.5 day stretch comes with some cool temperatures to start, so that puts a lid on evaporation as well. I think that we're not only seeing not net drying over the next 10 days, we're actually going to be getting wetter through the period. I'm Ryan Martin.
The average American reaches for their mobile phone about 350 times a day. For Indiana farmers, that number is probably higher, as the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app keeps them updated on the latest markets, weather, and farm news information. If you haven't downloaded this free app, you're missing out on a powerful and portable resource. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app can be downloaded at the Apple Store and Google Play, and at HoosierAgToday.com. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.